I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, what went wrong mechanically? 844-999. Hold it back to Tony.
All right, so, me and a bunch of coworkers were just kind of messing around out in the parking lot, hanging out after work, and our boss was there too. And she had this Honda Civic that she was real proud of. And one of my other coworkers said to a different coworker, hey, you should do a burnout in her car. And because he was the one that, you know, did all that kind of stuff. He would race his cars and stuff like that. And so so she let him do it. And so he got in the car, and it was a manual, and he put it in neutral, and he just slammed on the gas and then slammed it into the drive and just dropped the clutch. And the car just lurched forward and screeched for like a millisecond and then stopped, and he got out and was just like, I just couldn't do it. And so we continued talking for a little while. And then we all got ready to leave, and my boss got into her car and, put it in gear and tried to go. And suddenly her car was saying she was going 80 miles an hour while she was sitting there not moving.
What's the cause of that?
When he slammed it into drive and dropped the clutch, he snapped the drive shaft in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was not pleased.
That's your boss.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to do it with a peer.
But this is the boss that agreed to let him do it, right?
Yes, yes. She agreed to let him do it. In fact, she encouraged it a little bit. She's like, no, go ahead, do it.
Now was that one of those cars that you see and, you know, like, those guys are going racing at night at, like, 11 o'clock somewhere? Did it look like that kind of a Civic?
No, it was actually pretty nice. It was, like, all black and it was polished and stuff like that, so it looked nice. But it didn't look like, you know, someone was going to go street race it. It wasn't like modified or anything like that.
Okay.
Her CV shaft was just, it was already ready to go because there's no reason it would have snapped otherwise.
Okay.
But
good thing you did that then.
It's perfectly fine.
Now you know.
Yeah. Like my dad says, you can't have nice things.
What went wrong mechanically? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was in high school, and I had a Volkswagen that had an oil leak that under the right in the engine compartment that I couldn't afford to fix it. So my buddies and I, we decided to take off one time, and we get on the freeway. We're in Everett, headed south, and next thing I know, my buddies are going, what's going on with your car? As you see the louvers under the hood, we look down, and we can see orange coming up through those louvers. Well, we started to pull over, and it started getting brighter for us to realize that a combination of that and the smoke, the car was actually on fire. So we didn't obviously have any fire extinguisher, no way to put it out. And the only thing that we could do is either pull over, jump out of the car, watch it burn down, or do the next smart thing and just punch it and keep going and go faster. So we did just that, flew all the way to the next exit. Took the exit. Now we're trying to find something to douse the fire. And it was about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. So the very first thing we could find was a 7-Eleven. So we go flying into the 7-Eleven parking lot. We run inside. We all grab big gold cups, fill them up, ran out and doused the fire. And as soon as we doused the fire, because we had to make a couple trips to make sure we got it out. Meanwhile, the attendant is just sitting with their head spinning, not realizing what's going on, trying to figure it all out. We get the fire put out, and we went to start the car. It started right up, so it didn't cause any damage. We still had full big gulps, so we just jumped in the car with our full big gulps and drove away.
That's all you did was dump water on it, and the car was fine?
We actually dumped soda on it.
All right, that was my question.
Yeah, like, soda.
What kind of soda did you use?
Whatever we could all get at the same time. It was okay. Coke, it was Pepsi, whatever, any of the sodas from the fountain machine.
Wasn't that engine traditionally a water-cooled engine anyway?
It was a old Volkswagen Master station wagon, so...
Oh, okay.
It was,
all right. So, on that car, the engine's in the back, right?
Nope, it was front.
Oh, it was. Okay. All right. Most of those Volkswagens that I remember, the engine was in the back. And
I remember the
if it started smoking, you really couldn't see until you looked back in your rearview mirror and went like, uh-oh, we're smoking.
Or someone pulls alongside like, your car's on fire.
Yeah.
I felt like I heard that a lot more growing up than I do now. And I don't know if it's just technology or whatever, but to see someone driving with their car on fire, sadly, was not that unusual.
How far did you drive your car while it was on fire, would you guess?
I mean, what's D.C. to Baltimore?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah. 39, 40. 40 miles. It was on fire the whole time.
Yeah. Damn. Mm-hmm. It was smoking the entire time.
Wow, man.
But you just figured you needed to get there.
No. I won't go through the whole thing, but I'm on 95. It's billowing smoke. But again, my sister's boyfriend had just worked on it. So I called him, and he goes, that's just the engine cleaner I put on there.
Right. Burn
it
off.
Sweat it. Right. So then, right, there was a guy on 695 who was like, your car's on fire. I thought he said I had a flat tire. So then, right, when I pull off the highway, the first stop sign, I realized, like, that's a lot of smoke.
Right.
And then when I finally parked in front of my building, like, you can hear the crackling of the flame underneath there.
And then you got the hell out of there.
I got out of there, got fire extinguishers. There was already dudes hitting it by the time I got back out of my building. And then, got a parking ticket because I was too close to a hydrant as I went to work.
It's so ironic. You're too close to a hydrant in spite of the fact that anyone's going to write you the ticket. Your car has burned down.
Right. And then to top it all off, my sister's ex, Ricardo, Guatemalan guy, he comes over and looks at it and he goes, oh, man, that's real close to your gas line. Ricardo, you are not helping me feel confident.
You're the guy that just worked on the car.
Yeah, and I mean, gosh, that car was just a piece of crap. Like, I mean, the rear view mirror had melted off. There wasn't a mirror on the left side. You couldn't put down the window on the right side.
I was going to say, there was a couple things in that car. I remember you couldn't put down the window on one side. There was no rear view mirror, so you couldn't see behind you.
Yeah, it's hard to drive with no rear view mirror.
It really is.
And probably illegal.
What went wrong mechanically? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, it's been so long since I owned a car. Like, I would put just $5 of gas in it.
Hello, Nell, welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys. Oh,
hola.
My God.
Hola.
I wanted to tell a story about how I rode my motorcycle up to White Pass while I was pregnant. It was a Harley. It was an old one, ratty, and I ended up blowing the entire engine. And then I rode it all the way up. I thought it was maybe it's just my carburetor. I took it apart and put it back on. It wasn't that running it on just like one head. And then I ended up having it fall off midway down the mountain. And I just had to hold it on with my leg while riding it.
How many months pregnant were you when all this was going on?
I was 4 months pregnant.
Okay. Did you have a Marlboro hanging out of your mouth like, I'm no angel?
Basically, yeah.
Swinging another high life.
Yeah. No, I did not. I did not do that. But I went for one last ride before I had to put her away.
And did you put it away forever after that, being that you're a mom and you're thinking to yourself, this is probably the best call?
No, I still ride. I have a 81 shovel head, and I ride it all the time.
Okay. And how old is your kid now?
3 and a half.
Okay, very cool.
So that's fairly recent. For some reason, I'm picturing, oh, this is 20 years ago. Like, nah, all right.
So what did you do? You just rode it all the way down and got it fixed?
I tried to. I ended up having to trailer it, and that's actually how I ended up buying my 81, because I was going to Montana, and I was not going to give up.
Pregnant woman on her way to Montana on the back of a Harley.
Oh, no, I was riding it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, just riding the Harley, yeah.
I like it. That's the opening line to your average romance novel.
Exactly. Yep.
It might be Fabio on the cover, but when you open it, I guarantee you, they're like, she was 4 months pregnant on a Harley riding in the mountains.
That's cool. What went wrong mechanically? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So my story is down there by Coos Bay, Oregon. I was on a bridge crew, made some friends with some guys on the crew. And so we ended up going down some back roads. The guy was showing me around.
Is there any other roads at Coos Bay? I got to ask.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I just know 101 and the road that goes to Myrtle Point. But took me for a little booze cruise. We're driving along. Everybody tells what they're driving. So the 2000 Tahoe is irrelevant. but we're tossing bottles out, you know, at the signs and stuff. And we're coming up on an old bridge. It's got the rounded end on it, you know. So my buddy Nick leans out the window, and I watch him throw this bottle, and nobody believes me, but I swear to God, he hits the end of the guardrail where it's rounded, and it bounces back in the window, narrowly misses him in the face, and it busts me upside the head. And, like, I'm driving, so all of a sudden I'm hitting the head by a bottle, and I'm looking at him like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, oh, my God. He's, like, in disbelief, you know. Going, dude, that just flew back in. And so I went from being mad to astonished, you know, and kind of was blown away. Nobody believes the story, but I mean, it happened. It happened for sure.
Did it cut your head or anything like that, or did it just hurt?
No, I mean, it just a red spot, maybe a tiny knot, but, you know, it was pretty low speed. I wasn't doing no 60 mile an hour or anything, you know, booze cruise and all.
Yeah, I can attest to being down there and thinking to myself, as a white person from West Virginia, this is scary. There's a different feel. It's like, I don't know if I was along the Umpqua River and going into Coos Bay, and I'm like, this is a scary location.
Why? Just, like you said, just all backwoods?
It's just backwoods and eerie. You know what I mean? It's a little Deliverance. It's a little Lager. It's a little, like, you know.
Is it really, or is it just, I mean, I understand backwoods, but once you go backwoods, for whatever reason, Deliverance comes to mind. It's like you get in the ocean, right. You think about Jaws, you go camping.
You look around and you go, I'm the only person here who doesn't have a really, really big truck.
Right.
I'm the only person here who doesn't have a really, really big beard. Mm. I'm the only person here who doesn't look like either a kick-ass, you know, like a logger.
Right.
Or a kick-ass fisherman.
So basically, you look like bait for everyone else.
I basically, you know.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I was playing golf. What the hell do you think I was doing? That's the only thing I do.
But there's a golf course there.
Yeah, one of the greatest in North America.
So you're telling me, you think Deliverance, all these big guys, like I'm the only guy that doesn't have facial hair, but there's a nice golf course. Yeah.
And then you pull up and Chad's there to take your bag.
Okay.
True story. What went wrong mechanically? Emails on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays. All of the Cholas. Today is my son Ronnie's 12th birthday. We love the show. We listen every day. And we hope you guys never go off the air. We all love you, bud. Have a birthday. Happy birthday from Papa. So can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins, an original fish sandwich? Anna, your penis is too small. Possibly even the dirty Germans giving advice for the first year in middle school. A liquor and horse, bitches. That from Josh the Operator.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, what I remember about my first year of middle school, do not wear loose pants.
Yeah, then enjoy the snacks.
Yeah, seriously, do not wear loose pants. Everyone will know what you're trying to hide.
It's good advice.
Do kids still get a snack in the bag lunch?
You mean what, 7th, 8th grade?
Like, I always took a bag lunch, and it seemed like you got, like, a sandwich, like chips or applesauce, and there could be, like, fruit snacks or something in there.
Did your mom make it?
Yeah.
Okay, well... Yeah, right. I mean, that's how your mom makes
like, fun. Basically, are you putting snacks in your kids' lunch?
My kids, yes, but my kids are going into second and third grade, right?
All right.
Once you hit middle school, you know, I really don't know. Because, look, I still like Skippy pudding. As a grown man, I don't mind saying that. When I'm in seventh grade, if I had Skippy pudding in my bag, I feel like I'd have gotten my ass beat.
I mean, if I pack a lunch, I'll put in a little snack.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the funnest part of the meal.
Skippy.
Bertolos, can you please wish my 22-year-old son, Chris, named for two great Chris's, Chris Cornell and Chris Farley, a happy birthday. He's been doing so well adulting lately, getting to listen to you guys every day on his work commute. I'm so proud of him. So having a big old bong hit and a hungover of Disney characters, if we could, please. That from the mom.
Diggity dog. Old Goofster, he's never hung over because old Goofster realized something when he was younger. If you keep drinking and you stay drunk, you don't have to do it hangover.
It's my park. I'm the boss. I'm hungover. Get out of my office.
I can't chew. Gentlemen, can you help but wish my boyfriend Nick a big old happy birthday? He's a huge fan of your show and treasure hunting. So how about the dirty Germans talking about garage sales? Thank you, guys. Love you, Nick. Now let's go eat some pizza. That from Stacy.
Yeah, I do not know much about these garage sales you speak of, but if you are a treasure hunter, always follow the treasure trail.
Yeah, it's the best part about the garage sale is you can mess with the prices. You can haggle a little bit. It's my favorite part, and it's sexy.
Yeah, sometimes he does it with no pants on.
See, so one time when I was a child, I bought Leatherman for like $3. Seriously.
You're bragging about you bought a $3 Leatherman.
Yeah.
What was the asking price? I'm guessing you haggled it down.
I remember alarmed. My mom was alarmed. It's like, where did you get that weapon?
Well,
like, yeah, not, just like
garage sale.
Right, and then years later, I found out like Leathermans are kind of expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just selling them for $3 to children.
Yeah, always good.
Man,
cigarettes, if you're under the age of 8, on the house.
Sometimes I miss old PG County.
Guys, it's my main man, Brian Davis's birthday. Will you please wish him a happy 28th from his Ninja James? Thanks, guys. Give me your penis. It's too small. A birthday shout out to my baby brother Steven turning 30 with the angry bagel guy and the dirty Germans talking about pest removal as he is an exterminator. Rock on. That from James in Portland, Maine.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
Yeah, I always get worried when people say pest removal because typically it's the husbands of the women I'm sleeping with have me removed.
Yeah, I just like that he's into this. He'll be all covered up so he'll stay safe when we engage in something.
And something.
All of us, I want to wish my wife, Sarah, a very happy birthday. She is 9 months pregnant with our second child, so please give her a suck-it-up cupcake. And the dirty Germans telling her how fun it is to have sex while being 9 months pregnant. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, having never been pregnant myself, I do not know, but I would not sleep with a woman more than 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, so don't... So I've never been pregnant either. So I've never been married. It's very odd if I knew what it's like to lay with a 9-month pregnant woman.
Guys, I want to wish my husband Rich a very happy birthday, 37, not 38 like he thought. Please give an original fish sandwich and some turtle wax love. Love the show. Thank you so much. That from Don.
Fish sandwich.
Drop the beat.
Guys, love the show. Been a huge fan forever since I have no one wishing me a birthday. How about I get a birthday shout out on the show? I am 56, and honestly, I gotta tell you, getting old sucks. I'm out celebrating with my best buddy Riley, best date ever, and he's a rocker, sings, and howls to Led Zeppelin. So for Laurie's birthday, could you get the Dirty Germans maybe to talk about going out and doing some rocking tonight?
Yeah, if you want to do some rocking, I will bring something that people always describe as rock hard.
Yes, you know, so I looked at this picture and I saw your friend Riley. It appears during the dog days of summer. She's a dog that howls when she plays rock music.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
But Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflies.
A couple extra emails. This one is a little bit intense, so to say, but we'll read it as it is. Hi, Steve.
Hey, baby.
I know why your name is Thrill.
Mm.
It's because you seem to thrill me with every single syllable.
that comes out of that gorgeous mouth.
Ooh, I got a pretty mouth now.
Do you realize you're coming to my bedroom every night?
Oh, I do
listen
know.
To some of my favorite old shows, just replaying the words over and over and over. Yum. Just wanted you to know you're a loved and wanted. So wanted. I wish I was not married. Thank heavens for headsets.
For headsets?
I guess so she can listen to you privately. Maybe that's
sounds
Tom.
Like maybe she's listening to you in the bed.
That is the sense I get as I'm coming into her room every night. But she actually meant that literally. I actually break into her home and stare at her when she sleeps.
I think this is what some of the kids are calling a thirst trap.
Okay.
This is getting some traction here. Kangaroo dinner. Let's go down under. Well, guys, the other day you were wondering about kangaroo meat. There is an Australian pub in Vancouver, BC called Moose's Down Under, and you can get kangaroo there. They have burgers and skewers, and the meat tastes great. The texture is somewhere between beef and lamb. You can also get delicious Australian beers and ciders. The waitstaff are Australian as well. It's a fun experience. Rock on, guys. That's from the meter reader up in Vancouver, BC. So very good. Know about that. All right, Ola Men's Room. As Melbourne Ted knows, kangaroo meat is readily available here in Australia, with nearly every local supermarket stocking a wide variety, photos attached. It's a lean meat with very little fat content and has a nice gamey taste, not unlike buffalo, I am told. However, my last encounter with a roo, one jumped out in front of my car early in the morning, totaled the car, then got up, shook itself off, and hopped away.
Damn.
Cheers, guys. That's from Aaron in Melbourne, Australia. He says, P.S., when are you guys coming to check out your office here? Oh, we got to get down here.
Yeah.
We do. You know.
Quick flight.
Takes no time. What, 19 hours
something
maybe?
Like that. We're not going to lose a day.
Pretty easy.
Here's a complaint email. This is an actual complaint email.
Yeah, an actual one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine that.
You guys talk like your wives are listening. I get your show is national, but I live in Portland, Oregon, and you guys talk like a bunch of peas. But he didn't say peas. Maybe that's the audience you're looking for, is a bunch of guys that want to stay home and take care of babies. Quit trying to play to the woman demographic and do what your show says. Man talk. That from Kelly.
Okay, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. This one has no
coming
punctuation.
Out strong.
So I'm going to try to do this. This one has no punctuation. I'm going to try to do it in one breath.
Okay.
My story is my ex-fiance had asked me to pick his son up from daycare after I got off work, that he was going to be working late. The day I got off early, I came home and noticed his car was in the driveway, and so me and my son go to the front door and it's locked, so I get my keys out to unlock it to come, and I notice there's clothes on the floor, so then I hear a noise in our bedroom, and I go to this very tiny hallway. I mean, it could barely fit two people to walk through that hallway. And I notice our door is closed, which is normally open because we can't close it because we have a coat hanger rack on the door. I notice the rack was gone and the door was closed and locked, so I get up against the wall while he's standing in front of the door. I look to lock it like it's to try to unlock it and run out the door. He's only four at the time, so the little boy, I get him out of there, get against the wall, and slam my foot against the door, busting it open, catching my ex-fiance naked using a wooden wand I got for cosplay with a friend to pleasure her, and that's my story of when I got caught naked and what they were doing.
Ew-wee. Would have been better if it was more than, or less than one sentence.
That would be great.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, each and every week, you bring us three stories from the news.
Yes.
All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to figure out which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the men's room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and as always, we have our three contestants. In this case, we have a man in Wisconsin who, let's just say, everyone likes pizza. He ruined the experience for everyone. That's followed by a drunk man who basically jumped off of his boat to avoid police. And they will be taking on a woman who, let's just say, she's trying to commit an insurance scam, but not the most subtle way. But let's start in Wisconsin. And most people agree, when you go to a pizza place, don't mess with the pizza. A 24-year-old guy was getting rowdy at a pizza place in Madison, Wisconsin. It's about 2:30 in the morning on a Sunday. We understand. It's
this
the
is
place
Saturday night, Sunday
Saturday
morning.
Night, right. And again, I used to work at one of these pizza places, and it's the crowd. And when I worked in this pizza place, we were open until 3 a.m. And when the bars closed, man, I mean, we just got inundated. And I dealt with a lot of morons, but I've never had this experience. In this case, this guy, he started walking on the tables, okay? And that may have been tolerated a little bit, except he ended up stepping on and in several people's pizzas. So you're eating your pizza, And this guy's dropping his foot in the middle of it. One of the tables yelled at him, told him to stop. Then it started a fight, and when cops got there, they were all outside brawling. They arrested the guy for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, and the couple who fought him, they also got cited for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. So there's that guy. He just wanted to enjoy a pizza. You're with your girl, you've had a Saturday night, and this guy steps on it, and because you want him to stop stepping in your pizza, he takes that as, we should fight about it.
And all you wanted is pizza.
I want a pizza.
At that point in time, you've had a long night, you're hungry, you just want to stop and get something, and the pizza's on the table.
I mean, that's how fights start.
Right, and look, if you just walked by my table and grabbed a piece of pizza, I'd be pissed, but it's better than if you jump on my table and put your foot in it. Because now I can't enjoy it.
And it's a whole pizza. You had to wait for 25 minutes to get it anyway.
And now we go to California. I kind of enjoy this story. Someone in Northern California, they called the cops about a, quote, very intoxicated boat operator. The guy in question was 31-year-old Robert Callahan. He'd been drinking all day, messing around with his friends on a speedboat. So the cops managed to track him down on the lake. But when they tried to give him a sobriety test, he threw off his life jacket and dove into the water. That's right. And he tried to swim away. The best part is, well, the cops had to rescue him. He made it about 50 yards before he had to yell at them to come pick him up. He had a blood alcohol level of 0.29. That's about 3.5 times the legal limit for both driving and boating. They arrested him for operating under the influence. And his friend who owns the boat also got arrested for public intoxication. So, you're driving the boat drunk, which, in my experience, is what people that own boats do. But when the cops come up to do something, you're going to jump in the water and try to swim away, which is already stupid. And then you need them to rescue your ass. Come on. And now we go to China, where a security camera in China filmed one of the most blatant attempts at an insurance scam that you're ever going to see. Starts with a truck traveling slowly down the street. Then you see a woman running alongside it holding a bike. She's not riding the bike. She's holding the bike, physically running. Then she throws the bike under the front wheels of the truck to make the truck stop. And when it does, she then awkwardly lays down in front of the wheels so it looks like she's been hit. The best part is that there's bystanders all over the place watching it happen. Anyway, she got busted for an insurance fraud. So again, none of these are the worst people in the world, but they all kind of suck. You have the man in Wisconsin starts walking on tables at the pizza joint, including stepping in people's pizza. We have the drunk man who jumped off the boat to avoid police and then had to be rescued by the same police he was hoping to avoid. And the woman who attempted the insurance scam by throwing a bike in front of a truck, laying in front of it. And the thing that irritates me most about her is that you did it in front of people watching.
And it was also videotaped.
Right. Look, I don't think she knew she was being taped, but I would say if you're going to commit a crime, try to be good at it.
Okay, I will say this. Luckily, the people who were boating drunk, they did not hit anybody.
No.
And no one was injured. So that's a good thing. However, what they did was completely based on their own accord. They knew what they were getting into. The guy made a decision on his own to swim. Yeah, he's an idiot. He never should have been swimming in the water that intoxicated. And they had to come and rescue him.
Right.
But that only affected those two people. One got a buoy and the other guy got probably hauled off to jail. The woman, it's so ridiculous if you see what she attempted to do, it would lead you to believe that she would attempt to do just about anything to commit an insurance fraud case. Because it's, like you say, the truck is stopped.
Right.
She puts the bike underneath there and then slowly sits down and lays down in front of her bike and acts like she's hit. There's no way in hell that her scams are ever going to come through because she is a horrible executor of it.
Well, you'd go to the hospital and they'd be like, amazingly, you got hit by this truck and it did nothing to you.
Yeah. And then the guy in Wisconsin. See, I think the guy in Wisconsin who walked on the tables at the pizza place and then tried to get in a fight with people who had a problem with that, I think he sucks the most.
I agree 100%.
I do too.
Because it's food and that's other people's stuff, man. It's 2 o'clock, you want to eat dinner or pizza or whatever the hell it is.
But a comment came in, they disagree. They say the pizza fighter sucks the least. They have no explanation, they just think they suck the least.
But, okay. All right, so I'm with Miles. I'm going to say the pizza guy sucks the most. And Thrill, I agree with you. I would be annoyed if you came over and like just stole a slice and walked off.
Right.
But it's a slice. Like he ruined a whole pizza.
Right, my whole dinner's gone.
And then when somebody confronted him, he wanted to fight about it. Plus, it's other drunk people, so everybody's ready to fight.
I'm going to say, based on everything here, I think the woman who attempted insurance fraud, scam, whatever, I think she sucks the least.
Is it because she's so remarkably bad at it?
I think it's because she's so bad at it. And let's face it, you shouldn't be out there driving a boat drunk. You could hurt somebody, you could hit another boat, you could kill somebody. So that sucks. Again, the pizza thing. That sucks. Why? Pizza.
Right.
She is so bad at what she does that I think that she sucks the least based on the ridiculousness of it.
See,
even though insurance scams and frauds are a big deal and they suck because it takes money out of our pockets.
I understand. But when
I think the drunk guy sucks the least only because...
Boat guy.
Because nobody got hurt.
Right.
He still got caught.
True.
Right. And he was just being a straight up idiot. Whereas, like, if her insurance scam, like she was trying, would have gone through, then that hurts other people. I mean, I guess that's kind of like saying he didn't hurt anybody and he was lucky.
Yeah.
Correct.
But
I'm inclined to agree with you, though.
Yeah, I just think he sucks the least, and he's probably dumber than that woman. At least she was smart enough to try a scam. He was in front of the cops and jumped in the water, thought he was going to swim away.
The thing that tells me about this guy is if he got pulled over for drunk driving, he'd have taken off across the highway to escape, right? I just think he's drunk. That's a decision he made. And I agree. I'm a little torn.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, some of the comments coming in. Morgan says, drunk man sucks less. He wasn't thinking straight. Samantha says, drunk guy that almost drowned. I doubt he'll remember anything. LOL. Nick says, I guess it's the drunk guy, but none of these people really suck that bad this time, which is actually a relief.
Yeah, trust me. It's there were some contestants, potential contestants, where I'm like, this is so heavy and bad, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, and the drunk guy, honestly, like, more than, like, the drunk guy in the boat, like, as soon as he jumped in that water, like, they had to rescue him. Like, he almost made it more dangerous.
Alan says, I'm going to go with a drunk swimming enthusiast. The schmuck walking in pizza should get the death penalty.
Yeah, I think we just proved today, people love pizza and don't mess with others.
Yeah, don't mess with my pizza.
Think about how sad you'd be. I mean, that's why Domino's now is like, yo, if you drop it, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Lance has a different approach. He says, the women sucks most who tried to do the bike and the fake insurance scam. Bike blasphemy. The police action and rescue came with a large cost. Pizza guy sucks the least, but deserves the biggest ass beating out of all of them.
You know what? I like your perspective.
Fair. That's fair.
That's fair enough.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate continues on who sucks less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first, time for the word as we go down under to Australia. As they say, Australian English is more than just an accent, and the Aussie vernacular can easily leave both English speakers and foreigners perplexed.
All right.
Australian English is similar to British English, but many common words differ from American English. The term for Aussie slang and pronunciation is strine, and it's often characterized by making words as short as humanly possible. I'm going to give you the word. You give me what you believe to be the definition of said word, and away we go. First word is arvo. Maybe we'll go and do it arvo, in the arvo.
We do something in an arvo, or we...
We could do it in that time, yes.
In an hour.
Arvo is afternoon, down under. So the turn arvo.
Where did I get the V?
I'll see you in arvo. I don't know.
You're just making stuff up.
Right, okay, we'll go easier on this one.
All right.
Barbie.
Yeah, barbecue,
okay.
But where do we all learn that?
Outback Steakhouse.
That's right.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
And that person is from... put another shrimp on the body.
Yeah, that's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it's like Austria.
Yeah.
All right. The term is bogan. Oh, man, he's a real bogan.
And this is a shortened bogan. Bogan.
Mm-hmm. It's a real bogan.
This is basically Joe Dirt in Australia. A bogan is a redneck, an uncultured person. According to the Australian show Bogan Hunters, a real bogan sports a flannel.
Flannel jacket.
Flannel shirt. A mullet, missing teeth, homemade tattoos, preferably of the Australian flag or the Southern Cross, and has an excess of Australia paraphernalia. This species of local wildlife can be found by following their easily distinguishable tracks from burnouts or the smell of marijuana.
Oh. Flannel, marijuana? Most people in the Northwest are.
What about if I'm heading on down to the Bottle-O? What is the Bottle-O as far as Australian slang?
Like the beer shop, bottle
that
shop?
That is the bottle shop and the liquor store. Yeah. What if I'm Chockers?
Chockers?
Yes.
You're tired.
I'm very full.
Oh, Chockers. Full.
Chockers is
so
the
if I had a big brekkie, I get Chockers.
Correct, yes. Right. Hey, why don't you grab me one of those out of the Esky?
Esky. Refrigerator.
That's it. It's a cooler, insulated food and drink container, short for...
Oh, insulated. Okay.
There you go. How about if I have a mozzie on you? You got a mozzie on your shoulder, Ted.
A
mouse.
You have a mosquito.
Oh, mosquito.
Yes.
Skeeters.
What if we engaged in a pash?
In a pash. Passionate. We're going to have sex.
Passionate lovemaking.
A long, passionate kiss.
All right, passionate. I was close.
A pash rash is red, irritated skin as a result of heavy makeout sessions.
Like a hickey?
Especially with someone with a beard. You call that a pash rash.
Ooh, and you're
what
welcome.
What if we know what a ripper is? Or having a ripper of a time?
Yeah, great time.
Great time.
Yeah, man.
A roo? We got that one, right?
Yeah, kangaroo.
And what if we're going to root?
We're going to root?
Yep, we're going to root.
Go to a sport game?
We're going to have sex. This one could get foreigners in trouble, apparently. There are numerous stories, and this is no lie, about Americans coming to Australia telling people how they love to root for their team. So if you come to Australia, you want to use the word barrack instead. On the same note, a wombat is someone who eats roots and leaves.
So if I'm in Australia, hey, man, we always root on our team. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have sex. Mm-hmm. To celebrate your favorite team.
And one more, I'm going to go pick up a slab for later on tonight.
A steak. Slab?
A slab, not a steak, but something that we would
case
probably,
of beer.
A case of beer.
A slab.
Nice. So there you go. Indeed. Some Aussie terms on the word wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Kansas City, Missouri. All you need to know is that about 11:30 in the morning, 911 dispatch starts getting flooded with calls. People out on the street, essentially, they saw a man was carrying around a topless and unconscious woman. And in no sense could this possibly be good. So the calls start coming in. One of the first calls noted he dropped her on the sidewalk and drug her head over a curb, right? So they call 911, like, you got to get here. Next call that comes in said the man had slung the woman over his shoulder and appeared to be trying to dress her. It just wasn't working. She's dead weight. Third call comes in. It looks like he wanted to throw her over a bridge. So naturally, the cops are responding at this point. Before they get there, the fourth and final 911 call says he's now yelling, "Savior!" while holding the woman near the 12th Street Bridge. They go there. They think they're going to encounter murder. The good news is that was not the case. And the woman that this guy was dragging around, it was no woman. Turns out this was a homeless guy. And he found a sex doll in a dumpster outside of a restaurant. First of all, when you grab a sex doll out of a dumpster, you need to reevaluate all of your life choices. A sex doll out of a dumpster. Anyway, he was dragging it through the street. People did not, it's very lifelike. They did not realize that it was a sex doll. So they just saw this topless woman as he's dragging her around. Jeez. And all the rest.
Well, thank God that was the outcome.
Yeah, not arrested. So we pour this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.